QAKMF Monument. W-A-W. W-A-R-C-Y under his nose by about 80 feet.
Only the nose knows.
Okay, I'm in the lobby. It's cooler down in the lobby than it was up in my unit. That's why I'm down here. Alright, see you in a little while.
How cool is it?
Well, I got up at 6, and I left the windows open last night so the humidity didn't help. And then I took a shower and added to the humidity. And then I got up and got dressed, and I said, what am I going to do for like 45 minutes? So I came down here about a half hour ago, and it's much cooler in the lobby. So it's the humidity that's bad.
Pick you up before or after my Starbucks run?
Well, if you need that shot of espresso, you can go before, and if you don't, you can get me afterwards. You are my transportation, and I just, you know, rely on you when you get here. So, take your time, whichever works best for you. It's what your needs are.
Oh, it don't matter one iota to me. It's just a matter of whether you want to sit around in the car while I get the coffee or sit there and wait for a direct pickup. But I've already made the decision, and I'm turning into your establishment now. Where are you at?
WAFU AV, Pierre.
W8RCY, taking. W8RCY, testing.
W8RCY, KFA, CFB.
W8RCY, response is scratchy. Try again.
KFA, CFB, I just wanted to acknowledge that I heard your transmission. I just switched over to the West Bloomfield repeater, so hopefully this is better. I'm in Clarkston.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. And you came across much clearer. Thank you for your time. W-A-R-C-Y.
KFA-DFV, clear.
W-D-8-K-L-O. Didn't make it over here.
Yeah, I'm not making it into Richmond. I'm trying Mount Clemens. I think KFA does.
Yeah, that's not bad. Not very good. Yeah, it looked like a war zone in our neighborhood last night. We went over to some friend's house. Had some dinner, a couple adult beverages, and I went up on their top deck, and it was, like, phenomenal. And my little doggy, who's got heart problems, I forgot all about my neighborhood being the king of who can outdo who with fireworks. So, between the mosquitoes and the, me worried about my dog, we got home fairly early.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad over here, across 23 Mile Road in an older subdivision. There was some stuff going on, but here in the newer subdivision, nobody was doing anything, so that was good. At least not yet, right? But yeah, the dog didn't care, which I'm happy for. So she did not care about the fireworks. Like, it didn't bother her. She might have barked once or twice at them, but pretty much didn't care.
Yeah, Marion's dog is like that. Could care less. Doesn't bother her one bit. So, I mean, she looks up in the sky and just goes home and goes on with her business of sniffing around. My dog, oh my gosh. She charged underneath the deck and hid and started shaking like a leaf, and I had to crawl underneath the deck and grab her. So, and put her back in the house. And I did get her to at least go tinkle outside, which was a good thing. So, and now today, I'm what?
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing. So, but yeah, the dog has just always been, and it was kind of funny. Charlie, my work partner's dog, he all of a sudden has gotten scared of fireworks too. So he didn't have a good night. But yeah, some dogs they don't care. Other dogs just drives them crazy. So, anyways, so all in all, not too bad. Things went well. So that and it. Radio wise, we've been kind of looking at. Tate's got a new radio out, which they're pretty proud of. It's all bands, UHF, VHF, 7800, and 900, and all modes, truly all modes, P25, PMR, analog, trunking if you want, everything. So, and some of us have been kind of talking on and off with that guy. It'd be nice to have one radio that does everything, and then I can start selling my pile.
Yeah, Greg, I think, did a quote with them. And it was like $3,800.
Yeah, I saw the quote, too. He could take some of that stuff off, because some of those options, like, he doesn't need 7-800, he doesn't need trunking, you know, and then the other one that he could take off was all of them at one time. You can either get it to do two things or all things, and it's like $1,200 if you want it, an option if you want it to do all things. Well, he'll never need 7-800. And, you know, even if ARPFC gets permission to do the 7-800, I highly doubt they're going to let something other than Motorola on their system, you know, legally, of course, you know. But it's, well, I highly doubt. So, and 900, why use 900 is, you know, when you can do VHF and UHF and get to the same place. So I had him spec mine out with just the VHF and the UHF.
Okay, so you got him to come down about $1,200 without that stuff. Very interesting. Guys added on later, I suppose, but I don't know, the 900 megahertz is kind of neat stuff. You know, to have it, you know, there's not very many ham radios out there that do 900, but yeah, not for that price. You know, and I was probably want a 9700 or a flat. But I don't know. Technology. It's too bad they don't make a ham radio that has something like this. You know, they could easily sell it for like $1,500 and people would buy it.
Yeah. Well, I did talk to the sales guy on the phone a little bit. He actually called me. I couldn't believe it. And he knows that they've got something there. You know, whether or not it's going to play out, time will tell. So, is this place open? Yeah, they are. So, all right, I'm going to let you go, Mr. Dave. I'll call you back a little bit later. We might go out on the jet ski today. I think that's one of our plans, and I promised Mama a little brunch. It's brunch time, so we're at Greg's favorite little diner here in New Baltimore, the Pit Stop. So, we shall chat later. You have a good one. Don't do too much. Don't let her talk into yard work or anything. I did hear today on the news that the average male does 100 minutes of housework a day, and the average female does 140 minutes of housework a day. So somebody's got too much time on their hand to do these studies.
That's right. I did all my yard work yesterday just because it was cooler. All right. Talk to you later. KFAS.
Take care. WAVD.
So, what do y'all know about pressure washers?
I know nothing, so if you find out anything, let me know. But I just use a garden hose right now.
Yeah, I had one, and it's not functioning. It's 20-some years old Craftsman. And I got to get another one. Or rent one. I haven't decided. I just don't know how many PSI I need. I just found a Craftsman 1900 PSI. I'm wondering if that's adequate. Price is right. But I don't know if that's enough. I don't know enough about it.
Yeah, I was looking at the the one that I got. The, good Lord, what did I buy? You know, the I can't remember what I bought. The lawnmower series, you know, so I got the batteries for it and all that. I was looking at their pressure washer equivalent, and it's like, I keep on thinking, I was like, I think I'd rather have a plug-in because I get more pressure. But I haven't really had a need for one other than maybe, like, wash the siding on my house. You know, if you could put soap in it, so, and that would be cool. And you lower the pressure. You don't want too high of a pressure. What are you trying to wash, like the deck?
The drive. You know, I want to get all the cracks in the driveway, get them all cleaned out. And down at the end of my drive, I've got to clean up some road wash that came in off of it. And, so, mostly driveway type stuff. And I also got to do the house. I got to get the siding on the house, so that would be the two things. I think I can just go rent one, but I get used one here pretty much yearly for tending to the driveway. I got a lot of concrete.
Yeah, you could rent one to see if you like it, and if you like it, then you buy one similar to it, I guess. That'd be one way to do it. I did learn that a garden hose doesn't really get the dirt off of stuff. You really need a little bit more pressure, but I don't want to do too much pressure. Don't want to, like, start chipping concrete, you know, the stone work or whatever, the cement work that they did on the masonry work, I should say. I don't want to, like, start chipping the masonry stuff off.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, man. I got to figure out how many. There's one right now. It's a 1,900 PSI. I think that's right on the borderline between, there's like light duty, I think are up to about 2,000, and then 2 to 3,000 is your medium duties, and then, you know, anything over 3,000 is heavy duty. I don't think I need heavy duty, but the question is 1,900 enough, you know, for what I want to do? I don't know. I got like a lot of crap growing out of the cracks in some of my concrete. I'd like to blow all that out of there, clean them cracks all out. So that's mostly, and the driveway is mostly what I want to do, and then the siding. I don't think the siding would want a real powerful one, but it's got to be enough to do the job, right?
Yep, I think 1900 would be fine. I couldn't see, you know, look at what the battery-operated ones are, and then, you know, because the ones that you plug in are going to be more powerful. So if it's good enough for the battery ones, then it should be good enough for, you know, the plug-in ones.
It'll be here Monday.
Very good.
We'll see. It's Amazon. It was only $189 new, and then they had a used like new with the Amazon guarantee for $139. How can I go wrong?
Yeah, but I'd say $1,900 is probably good, because I'm looking at like what the ones that they sell at Home Depot and all that stuff. They're a lot of them are lower than that range, so you probably got a good one.
Well, we'll see. I'll be very careful first time I run it, see if it'll do what I want it to do. It's Popular Mechanics' best value choice. So, pros, compact size, lightweight, make it convenient, user-friendly storage, keep the nozzle tips within easy reach, long power cord, promotes mobility. Cons, plastic construction is flimsier than other models, and two, lacks power necessary for the heavy-duty jobs.
Yeah, what I used to do to the cracks at my old on my old driveway is I would just put the Roundup on there and let all the roots die, and then I would blast it out.
WA8UGK in Bellevue, Ohio. This is N8NM.
W8RCY testing. W8RCY testing. W8RCY is clear. This radio is haunted.
KATV. What's shaken?
Actually, not much. Just, was just checking to see if I had the PO program been properly in the radio.
Well, if I had to guess, I'd say yes. Unless it's a different frequency that you're not currently talking on. But sounds good. So how comes the, I know the sync project's done. Do you have the shack all back together, or is that still work in progress?
The shack is a work in not progress. I haven't done anything. I've not even thought about it. But yep, it's done. Up there working. I don't think there's any tweaks to do. But I haven't thought about the shack yet. Just been busy.
Right. Yeah, no problem. I just heard funny beeps and boops in the background, and I thought maybe you had the rig on. So, but maybe either I was hearing things or it's something else in the background. And I just imagined you were in the shack. Oh, man. Yeah, you've been, I haven't heard you in a bit. Not that I've been glued to the radio or anything, but usually I hear you somewhere along the line. I know you had a celebration. So I imagine that took up some time doing the kind of things an anniversary generally warrants.
Yes and no. It was just one evening out for dinner. It was nice, but yeah, business has been very busy. No complaints, but oh man, just busy. But enjoying kind of a weekend off. Actually, of all days, yesterday was busy too. Mostly, you know, email, phone call, jockeying, but today is kind of quiet.
All right, well, that's good. I went to breakfast with the boys this morning, and then that's about it. I'm thinking about the 2.6 is down again. If I could find some connectors, I'd probably run over there and attempt to fix it, but laziness always takes precedent in my world, so, and apathy, so there's that.
Yes, don't discount the power of some good apathy. I did not know that one was down. I was not paying attention. Sorry to hear. I got to do the lawn today. I went to Home Depot this morning and bought new trimmer, you know, the trimmer string thing for the weed whacker. And I got to do the lawn today. That's kind of the other thing I need to do. That's it. Maybe I'll start putting the shack together or drag a rig out on the back patio or something and shake around. So the 13 colony thing, guys, I don't know.
That's right, 13 colonies. Oh, there you go. Oh, man. Well, about all I got is thinking about firing up the generator, and I added some circuits, so I was thinking about doing a dry run. See if I can run the microwave. I added the microwave circuit, the circuit that has the microwave on it. I figured because when the power goes out, if you don't have the microwave, how can one live?
Oh, funny story about that, but I see that my battery is not going to last here, so I will have to tell you that funny story in the future. But remind me about the oven and the generator back during the big blackout. anyhow, all right, I'm going to go switch batteries and get the other one charged. But I'll catch you on K8BB.
All right, I think I'll use that cue to go start the process of opening things up, getting ready to run my test. So I'll either be back or I'll be out in the yard, one or the other, you know. It's going to be one of them things. Have fun. Catch you in a bit. It'll be it after you.
WDA to KLL in a mobile.
K8 SBA monitoring.
WD8KLL. KS8BRC from WD8KLL. WD8KLL clear.
WWSS at home, scrambling.